Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the seventh week of Easter. And from the United States, you have me, your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, as your preacher, with a homily I'm calling The Opposite of Persecution. Our reading is from the Gospel of John. Jesus' disciples said, "Yes, now you're speaking plainly, not in any figure speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need to have anyone question you. By this we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each one to his home, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have said this to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world." And thus ends the gospel. Before he died, Jesus told his disciples, "I know you will abandon me. I know you." And after he rose, all he wished for them was peace. There was no recrimination. There was no pointing fingers. There was no persecution. This is what he's talking about in this section here. In the world, there's persecution. You do something wrong, there'll be consequences for you. And people will hold it against you. But not with Jesus. He has a forgiveness that goes beyond, "Let's not worry about it," to say, "No, I still love you, and I still want to help you become the best you can be. And so I wish you peace, and I will give you as much help as you need to find that peace and to become the best you can become. So take courage. The world will tear you down. But Jesus does for us the opposite of that. The opposite of persecution. Always ready to build us up. To help us move beyond our mistakes. And become the loving people that we want to be, that God needs us to be. These are such words of hope that Jesus preaches to his disciples the night before he dies. "I know you, and I love you, and I will always be with you. Really, as you are, I know. But as you can become, you don't know. But I do." And so he says that to us as well. Never a word of condemnation. Never a word of persecution. Always peace to you. And what must we do together to help you find that peace and the goodness at the bottom of your soul?